That is Sabretooth on Metalik. Sabretooth, of course, like the awesome X-Men character. And I have a few very superhero-esque men in the studio with me tonight. They're the band Fist Fight. But by the way, before the Sabretooth song, you did hear from Nails, Lord of War, and Wayfarer. I mentioned earlier this article on Metal Sucks about Nails, the singer from Nails. They were calling him a bully because they think that in the Metal Sucks article, they think that he picks on people who are SJWs. Have you guys in Fist Fight, have you ever heard that term, SJW, Social Justice Warrior?
Yeah, they were at that,
they
were at that Final Blow show. Remember those guys?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, we might talk about that later. That's kind of the tease for later on. But let me tell you who is actually here. Fist Fight. They are a Denver band. This will actually be the first time, possibly, that you've heard them on Metalix. You might have heard them back in, like, the normal KBPI days. Of course, now on Adobe Howl, worldwide, 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Twitter, at Metalix Denver, Facebook, /METALIX, Fist Fight. Welcome to the show.
Yo.
Thanks for having us.
Now, we were having ourselves... The whole band is here, by the way, if you can imagine this, okay? There are five dudes, six total, including me. Well, five and a half. And we were talking, we were just having a good old time. But you guys, I did not get to mention to you that you really should talk, like, directly into the mic. This is the first time in about 6 months that I've had all of the mic stands fixed, honestly.
Oh, okay.
So there's no handheld this time around. But not that you guys have any context for that, or the listeners. but this Fist Fight is a very well... you guys have a good like community sense. You were really ready to hold hands there.
Yeah.
I think you were ready to go for that.
Well, we're our buddies.
Okay, so starting on my left, your guy's right, so starting with Adrian here, introduce yourselves to the Adobe Howl crowd.
My name's Adrian, I play bass.
What's up, I'm Joey, and I play drums.
This is Nick, I play guitar.
Dustin, vocals.
And John, guitars.
Dustin on the vocals, a man of like only the one word vocals, man. I would think you'd be the guy who's like all over this mic, just like, give me that. All right, here's what Dustin thinks.
I'll let everybody else talk, man.
Fair enough. He talks enough.
I talk enough for practice. They're sick of me.
All right, so how long have you guys been playing?
5 years.
Yep, 5 years this year.
5 years.
A year with Joey.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm the new drummer. One year since he's been in the band.
Did you guys have like a 1 year anniversary celebration for him?
Not yet. No, not yet.
It's coming up in September, actually.
He's
taking him to Applebee's.
Oh, shit. You can swear on here, too, by the way.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Goddamn hell. Yeah.
Applebee's. Applebee's should be a swear. You know what I'm saying? Applebee's, Chili's is kind of like the heck of swears. All right.
No, and, he's just lying. We're not taking him there. It's too much money.
Cheese. We will do an anniversary show. We'll have to break him in a little bit there.
Yeah. He earned it.
Well, you guys are playing July 9th at the Gothic, right?
Yes, we are.
You can see the amazing flyer there at Facebook/Metalix.
Yes, sir. July 9th, 8 o'clock the show starts. We got some killer bands on there. We got As the Sky Darkens. We got Black Mantra. We have Dragoria and Sublingual. And I don't know if you've heard any of those bands, but if you haven't, check them out, and then you'll probably want to see them live. So anyways, it's going to be a killer show. Badass metal all around.
Actually, Sublingual has a really cool logo for this flyer. I didn't actually notice that's what it said. I honestly thought there was just some random like Arabic lettering down at the bottom. I was like, oh, that must add on to the whole Hillary Trump thing on this flyer.
They're very proggy, so you know, fits the artwork.
And how would you describe Fist Fight's sound to someone who hasn't heard them before?
Well, I don't know. I mean, just pretty much meat and potatoes metal, hardcore, some thrash,
blue collar
metal.
Stompcore.
yeah.
So, kick your boots off and somebody's head. Oh wait, did that come out right?
We do like to break stuff.
So I don't know.
Heavy and syncopated.
Just
something
yeah.
You shake your fist to. I like thrash.
Got a
like
groove. Hardcore. Groove metal. I don't know.
You gotta have a groove.
Metal. It's metal.
It's metal.
Well, I'm into that. I'm the fist guy, the pointing guy at shows.
Oh yeah.
I'm the guy who does that.
I think
that,
I seen you before, man. Shit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, hey, my buddy. What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Well, you could be part of the hammer swinging motherfuckers now. So.
Yeah.
The HSMFs. That's our new group. The HSMFs.
Yeah. So
we gotta get some shirts.
So look for the invite in your inbox.
Yeah, you'll be part of our not so secret club soon enough.
It's a fan club.
Oh man. Well, right now it's kind of secret. Like, I mean,
not
any
so
of the
secret.
Rest of the world can hear it, but
it's a secret. Don't play it.
I know that you guys. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Just go on. I'm just kidding. Go on.
I know you guys do have fans worldwide, though, right?
Yes. Yes. Supposedly we do.
We got everything from Brazil to Europe, you know, Mexico here in the States.
Canada. Sergeant Preston. Australia. A few Australians.
Yeah. If you could check out our videos on Hardcore Worldwide, like a Break Something, or our newest one, Tears of the Victorious. It's all out there. YouTube, Fist Fight Band or Fist Fight Metal.
Channel.
Just look it up.
Got a whole Fist Fight Metal channel.
It's all out in the cloud.
It's all out there.
You know, I've been getting emails from all these homers from everywhere, from Canada and stuff, asking if we're related. I get all these emails.
Oh yeah,
out of the woodworks.
Are we related? No.
You my cousin? Eh?
That's me. Yeah, for sure.
Well,
that's why I think we get the Latin American crowd, because a little bit Montoya.
That and with Rue Luster too, you know, producing us. That's a big name in the
Rue's the man.
Yeah, he is the man. He's cool.
Yeah,
we got to share the stage with them too.
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
In fact, El Nino came to Denver, and we got the pleasure of playing Herman's Hideaway with them. And
Terror Universal, dude, those guys.
Yeah. Oh, they're bad.
Man, they're a badass band.
Terror Universal.
Oh yeah, check them out.
Oh,
dude.
They get down.
Yeah, it's got some of the dudes from what do we got?
From El Nino, and got actually
Soulfly. I think one of the dudes from Soulfly.
Yeah. Yeah. Local anchor.
Yeah.
Blood and Terror.
Yeah. So, and the drummer of I guess El Nino. So yeah.
Oh wait, don't they want their dance?
Anyways, they got there.
Don't tell anyone.
Oh, yes. It's a secret.
That's secret again.
Anyways, it was cool. It was a badass show.
Well, this will be a badass show as well, July 9th.
Yes, sir.
Gothic.
Yeah.
We are headlining that show, so come
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
we've
out, been playing early
out.
Lately. Now it's our turn to play late, so we can play drunk.
That means, yeah. I was actually about to say the opposite. It really seems like the headlining slot is the harder one, because you have to
Everybody always says try and stay sober, but you know.
But our singer doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, he's the only one doesn't, but.
He's 3 years sober.
We're
four
the
years
nice.
Sober. 4 years we're sober.
The
one,
we're the ones that keep fucking up, you know.
You've been sober for like four times longer than Joey's been in the day.
Right?
And as old as he is, too. John's been
sober for 4 years, just not all at once.
When I was a kid.
That's including childhood.
Yeah, right?
So let's take some time and listen to Fist Fight right now. I actually have a couple tracks from As the Sky Darkens, who's opening at that show as well.
Nice. Oh, they're right before us, so they're right in the chunk of it. So
those are my bros right there.
Yeah, those guys are Joey's buddies, and they're not to mention I listened to them and I was blown away by them. So I was like, they got to get on this show. I want them on it.
So we'll check out one, maybe two tracks. So we'll hear a couple As the Sky Darkens tunes. We'll come back. We'll chat a little more, listen to more music, and then at the end. I have new music from Fist Fight. Is this posted anywhere?
It is, actually. Tears of the Victorious. It's our new single out.
It's on YouTube.
Only on YouTube.
Only on YouTube right now. We got a video. So this is actually the first time you're actually just going to hear it.
All right.
Yeah, so there you go, man.
Well, that is coming up. This one is Headstrong. It's Fist Fight on Metalix. I, Dobie Howell. Fist Fight on Metalix, I, Dobie Howell. This is the loudest show on the planet. And you also heard a couple songs from As the Sky Darkens in there. Both of those bands are playing July 9th at the Gothic. And you can see the excellent, superb artwork on this flyer here. I love it. It's like this perfect
David
blend
Burke.
Of like, is it David?
Yes. From Final Blow? Mammoth Metal.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah. David Burke did that. Yeah,
he was just in here like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we saw that show. We went to it. It was fun.
Yep.
Mammoth Metal is his company.
Yeah, yes, Mammoth Graphics, I think.
You guys
did that.
Need
or excuse me, Mammoth Graphics.
Like
Mammoth, yeah, but you know.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah,
there's Mammoth Metal, which is his photography blogger deal.
Yep.
And then we got his Mammoth Graphics, which
Mammoth
is all
graphics.
His artwork, stickers, and you can see the flyer. Does an amazing job.
They wrap cars. Yes.
And they wrap cars, too.
And big, like, roach coaches and stuff, man. So check them out.
Awesome, dude.
You can make your car look like a billboard.
So that show, again, is Saturday, July 9th at the Gothic. Fistfight in studio. The whole band came down. Thank you guys for doing that.
Man. Thanks for having us,
definitely
man.
Thanks for having us.
I know that it's hard to get all five people together, like, at any one time and place, so...
Well, it is a band practice night, so it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out great, actually.
So, we were going to bring our instruments and just play afterwards, but we figured it...
Oh, dude, we're going to do the acoustic set for my neighbors here.
There you go, yeah.
The acoustic
set. I brought the bongos. I have the bongos. Yeah, so
I got a tambourine somewhere.
Break something acoustic.
Just use your keys.
Go!
Yeehaw.
So, Snitch was the name of the last song that you heard, and the first one out of that block was
Headstrong.
Headstrong. Yeah. So, like, just from the name, Fistfight, and from, like... Your logo, which is two fists, you get the sense that Fistfight is like a gritty, like physical band.
Definitely.
Are you guys also fighters?
We're very physical.
Oh, we can be if provoked right, for sure. Our vocalist.
If you push us hard enough,
Dustin, he's got a couple good stories about some good knockouts there.
Do you?
Yes, let's hear the one about the jumping off the stage there, bud.
Are you?
We had a little drunk kind of drug guy in Colorado Springs, and he was out in the crowd making a little noise, making a little more than he should have, and some shit with the girl that I was with, and so he takes a swing at her, and she knew some kickboxing. She threw a kick at him, backed him up just enough for me to come off the stage, and I made him piss his pants. He shit his pants. I hit him hard. I got him with a two-stepper.
Like, literally shit himself.
He was smiling when I hit him, too, and he shit all over himself, and I was like, well, dude.
Involuntary.
I'm the hammer. You're the nail, brother.
Hammer swinging motherfucker.
The body acts weird sometimes.
How
you know?
You get knocked out and you piss yourself? You're done. And then he sent me an email because he found out my name, and he sends me an email a couple months later, and he says, hey, man, that was a lucky shot. You shit in your pants. It was a great shot.
Yeah, dude. You gave him the Vicodin punch right there, dude.
I gave it to him hard. That was the best shot I ever had. I've been in some other fights, but that was a good one, dude.
I'll tell you, one time, I mean, that area, was that at the Black Sheep?
Oh, this was at a garage party.
Oh, at a garage party. So, I love the Black Sheep. It's a venue in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, we played there.
Yeah, we did play there with Head PE, actually.
Oh, very nice. If you understand, this is really funny. Hella Boris was just in here last week. We were talking about Colorado Springs, of all places. I'm sorry, friends in Colorado Springs, but, like, we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about that place because I'm, you know, what else is there outside of the Black Sheep and, like, Christians? And apparently people who walk around in the street with, like, assault rifles and shit like that.
Yeah,
that
sir.
Happened in Colorado Springs. Someone called the police on the guy, and they didn't do anything. They explained to the person calling 911 that that's actually legit. Which it is. They're
it
right.
Is.
But,
it,
I mean,
is. It is. But,
it
yeah.
is. It is legit. It's legal and stuff. But, I mean, so is, like, walking around the street swinging nunchucks, right?
No, that's not.
You can swing nunchucks in the street as long as you're not swinging them at someone, right?
I think nunchucks are illegal.
Are nunchucks
they
illegal?
Are
They're an assault weapon,
assault
dude.
Weapon. Yeah.
Haven't you ever
really?
Seen Bruce Lee? Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, just like a knife, you know, if your knife's, I think, more than 4 inches long in Colorado, then yeah, you can't have it out.
Yeah, you can't have anything. You have no
but,
fun.
But I mean, a gun, you know, that's
no
all
fun.
Right. You know, I'm very strong on that. I'm very strong on my gun rights.
Unless you're in a martial arts
But I mean,
class.
It's uncalled for. You don't need to walk down the street with an AK strapped to your
your bag. I mean,
well, maybe an AR 15, but not a not an AK 47.
If we're being attacked, yes, I could see using those weapons. What are you going
to
do with it?
He's his workout in the mornings when he straps on his white bandana and goes out in his yard and his
nunchucks.
Yeah, don't make me do the Mr. Miyagi.
Well, you can get one of those ninja scythe weapons, right? Yeah. They have those things.
Actually,
too.
Those are cool.
You could. Yep. Wax
I like them all.
With that shit, dude.
But yes, Colorado Springs, very weird.
Yeah. Speaking of, anyways, back to anything. Colorado yeah, focus Springs. On the family, right?
Yeah, right. No, I like. I've seen some strange bums out by that place at the.
You know what?
Black
I think
Sheep.
It's. I think it's pretty there, like nicer looking because you're right up in the mountain. But it's definitely weirder.
Yeah, the yeah, view is good. That's about it.
Where do the bums go? I mean, like there isn't really
Cheyenne
like,
Mountain
a downtown area. Yeah, they're bums from NORAD. They've all got tracking devices and spying devices on them.
I think they release some out there every night.
Hey, you got a quarter or a state secret?
Well, since pot's legal now here. We've gotten tons more bums, actually. These people can't afford the damn rent.
Got those MK Ultra bums running around out there.
MK Ultra bum. That's got to be a song title somewhere, man.
Yeah, that's... Damn, dude. You just hit a nerve.
That should be the next EP. The there next fist fight EP.
I love
EP,
it.
MK Ultra
MK
bums.
Ultra bums.
I got signs saying free hugs for nugs.
Free hugs for nugs.
You could walk down the street with an assault rifle in one hand and a blunt in the other, but you couldn't have it lit, though.
Or firing the assault weapon.
You couldn't fire the assault
and you have
rifle.
To, I think you have to have your safety on.
Stony Yosemite Sammer. Yosemite Sammy.
Yeah.
Blah. Stoner Yosemite Sam.
Stoner Sam.
Don't he sing for Crusher Bound?
Yeah, he does, actually. Crusher Bound Cadillacs. Lead singer, I think, is Stoner Sam there.
Mm-hmm. Crusher Bound Cadillac. I remember them from old Metal Lakes back in the
day. They just did a reunion just the other night.
Did they? Where?
Yeah, down at this little shithole in the wall that was actually
a Continental?
Fun. Continental, yeah. It was actually a really good bar, actually. And they did good with Typhoid Mary. They did a reunion show, man. It's pretty cool. I went down and checked it out.
Getting
the band back together, brother.
So, I mean, are you guys fans of like watching men like fist fight on TV and
UFC,
women?
Yes.
They do that.
I really like gladiator movies.
Well,
Adrian likes to cuddle and watch gladiator movies.
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
So tell me, son.
But yes, UFC.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah. Ever been in a sauna?
Slow dance with no pants? It's all right if you're in jail.
All right, that's enough. He's trying to talk.
So, and mind you, we're all sober right now, too.
Although I did drink a whole can of Red Bull, so I'm pretty fired up.
So you guys are UFC guys, too, then?
Oh, yeah.
We definitely like that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those guys work out here. In
I like Diaz.
Yeah.
I like Diaz. He's awesome.
Actually, Dustin, you know a couple of them.
Brandon Thatch, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
If you're going to shout people out, you should definitely put the mic right up to you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, there you go, Dustin.
It's a dick. Yeah. Pretend it's a dick.
Nick's
you'll be all right.
Three words.
The mic loves you, Dustin.
I'm on the mic now. Yeah, Brandon Thatch, Bobby Lashley. I know some of those guys from working with them. It's kind of cool to hang out with them, watch them work out. That's a whole new level. I mean, I hit the bag, but shit. Those guys get down, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I work out with Phil Heath, like that, so you know. Hey, what,
Mr. O?
Born with that.
The gift.
With
that's Olympia. The gift.
The gift.
You know what,
Mr. Olympia, no doubt.
You know what I didn't understand though. Like I've never really understood this. Why is it that UFC got so like popular, but boxing has basically been at about the same level for the past 20 years?
Look at the boxing. The boxers. I mean, Mayweather. Really? Are you kidding me? He's nothing. You know. UFC would tear him apart.
You know what? There's just a lack of stars. There's not enough stars. All the best athletes are going to UFC. I think they find more gratification in the...
It's more physical.
But I do love boxing. Demanding. I love the sweet science, man. I love it. But it's just there's no... They
it's
don't have
chess and checkers. It's seriously... Yeah,
they have to get a heavyweight. They have to get somebody like Tyson.
Boxing's
again.
Pretty chassy, too.
Since Tyson, I mean, it's been... You know,
like Holyfield, Tyson. Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully it makes a comeback. I hope... But, you know, it's still... When there's a good boxing match, I'll dig it, but... It's just UFC is just a little more flashy right now.
Yep.
How about some pro wrestling?
Actually, yeah, New Era Wrestling.
Hey, he used to work for... He used to
set up rings, dude.
Yeah.
For
really?
WWF?
Yeah.
Or ENF.
WWE.
It was WWE. I got to run from Kane. Yeah.
Really?
Pay-per-view, awesome. Yeah. They're like, who wants to run from Kane? I had my arm in the air. Me.
had my Black Label Society shirt on. Here I go running from Kane.
Sweet, dude.
It was cool.
Did you loosen up the chairs, the ladders, or whatever?
Dude, I just ran, and then I cleaned up the mess.
Nice.
I was there the night that it was Test and Kane, I think, and Kane threw Test through one of the big garage doors at the Pepsi Center, and they got banned for 10 years after that.
Wow. Really?
They had to do it at the Coliseum because they smashed a $30,000 door.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Was
that.
No joke. They're supposed to slam them on these pallets, and they ended up going into the doors. And oh, those are some big dudes, man.
Yeah.
I was 265 when I was working for them, and I was one of the smallest dudes there. I was like, holy shit, Hardcore Holly's bigger than me. They were big dudes. Steve Austin's an asshole. Goldberg. Yeah.
Goldberg goes
running past me, and one of the stage guys thinks it'd be funny because I turned and I was watching him, and I was like, damn, that dude's back is huge. And this dude goes, hey, Bill, this dude's staring at your ass. And Goldberg comes up and gets nose to nose with me and goes, you staring at my ass? And I said, you got a nice ass, bud. And he just starts laughing. And I was like, holy fuck, I'm sweating from my armpits. I'm dripping. This dude's going to punch me in my damn face. He's a big man. Him and Lesnar, just huge.
Oh, Brock, yeah.
Brock was 300 when he was working. When I was working there, it's stupid. He's huge.
So yeah, we're all about the fighting, the boxing, the wrestling,
yeah. Pro wrestling.
But I want to put out there, New Era Wrestling. They're local wrestling here from Colorado, they put our song "Break Something" on their video. So if you look out for New Era Wrestling, you'll hear the on the video too as well.
Yep.
Oh, I'm looking it up right now. New ERA Wrestling.
There they are.
Denver, Colorado. All right.
Yeah, go check out that band. Yeah, they do wrestling matches down at Buffalo Rose and stuff like that. So it's an actual wrestling event. It's semi-pro. It's pretty cool, man.
Things happen at the Buffalo Rose.
Yes, sir.
I just found that out today. Nice. All right. Well,
in a nutshell. Well,
that's the interview.
All right. There you got some wrestling. You got your...
Thanks for coming in, you guys. All we really want to talk about was like men fighting each other in tight underwear and boots
in Turkish prisons.
Turkish prisons.
Good game.
Oh, I'm gonna play. Oh, yes. Good game, guys.
And start wrestling.
It's time to smack some asses. Good game.
See, if you guys weren't in studio today on Metalix, Adobe Howell, right? Right now, you'd be like practicing a song, and then what? You give each other like the ass slap.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Good song.
Good job. Buddy. Great job, buddy.
Yeah.
Slap and linger.
Actually, it's funny, man. You won't believe some of the shit that Dustin will walk around and say to us while we're playing live on stage.
I don't appreciate it. We're gonna have to talk to
you. We'll walk up to you like while you're in the middle of a.
We're gonna talk to our HR department.
And it's awesome, man.
Gotta talk to our HR department.
David Burke actually came up one time and he goes, "What were you whispering to Nick? It looked important." And I said, "Oh no, I told him he has a nice ass and I bet his rig is huge." And he's like, "You told him that on stage?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude." He goes, "Well, he didn't mess up." And I was like, "Oh, that's professionalism."
So yeah, if you see us on stage with an evil face and all of a sudden we just start busting out laughing, you know why? It's all Dustin.
You're not supposed to be telling people our secrets, bro.
It's a not so secret.
That's a secret.
If you cracked up because someone farted, though, which band member is it?
No, that's definitely one of these two here. I'm looking that way.
I'm guilty.
Adrian is pointing towards John and Dustin.
Johnny and Dustin, man, those guys have something wrong with their guts.
Mexican food on the road trip.
There's something wrong with their guts, man.
You might have to get some new Mexican food in New Mexico.
Ooh, oh yeah, man. We're going down there in September.
Yes, we are September
16th.
Yes.
Down there in Burque, which is Albuquerque.
And then
we're going to get some green chili and some red chili and some chile rellenos.
Mini Montoyas.
All my brothers.
Then we're heading to Texas.
We're going to El Paso, Texas, out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Well, we're going to hear music from the... I would say West Denver. You guys are from all over Denver.
All over.
I'm Northwest.
From the town of Denver on Metalix, it is Fist Fight and Break Something on Metalix. I Toby Howell.
Oh, Billy.
As the Sky Darkens, who opens for the band in studio with me on July 9th. That's a Saturday at the Gothic Theater. Check out the flyer, Facebook.com/METALIX. Tickets, only $10 a head. Can they buy them from you guys, Fist Fight?
Absolutely.
Do you, like, make house calls?
We do.
I do.
Yes.
Exactly how clothed must one be to answer the door for one of your ticket house
calls? I require only socks. That's it.
For pulling of up.
You got a foot phobia over there, Joey?
A little bit.
Yeah. Just pull them up. We'll bring them.
John will show up without pants anyway, so it don't matter.
Well, tweet at us at MetalixDenver.com, or excuse me, at MetalixDenver if you are on live right now. Of course, we'll have this posted for our podcast and stuff. Now, I got interviewed by this blog in Australia a few weeks ago, and it was really interesting. We talked about like just a long scope of things, including why sometimes it's hard for bands to really like get together in places like Denver or like Texas and towns in Texas, because well, there's not it's you don't always have a whole lot of other musicians in your city to pick from, and I think that you realize that the most about drummers. There's so few of them, and they're like really hard to like convince to play in your band, because if they're really awesome, then it's almost like you can never be good enough for them to be in the band.
They're already in like 10 bands.
Or they're in 10 bands. That's the exact issue. But well, we were talking there off air, you know, just talking about you guys having played together for the last year now with Joey, or it'll be a year in September for him. How did you find Joey? What was the story there? From the perspective, let's start.
Zach Beecroft actually said something. Ooh. Joey was in another band, One Shot, One Kill. And
thanks for the plug, bro.
Yeah, you know. yeah, he was looking to do some music, and we needed a drummer that could fill some pretty big shoes there, man. We lost our old drummer on a tour when we were coming back from Chicago, and Joey stepped in, man. 1 week, learned six songs, played a show with us, and saved our ass, man. And we just kept.
Yeah, it was
around.
Really cool. Zach, I remember he came and goes, "Hey, this guy's looking for a band. Talk to him." Yep. So I did. anyways, about Zach, you know, he's Controlled Demise, and we're playing with them as well.
Yeah, he does.
On July 2nd up in Trailside, just throw that out there.
He's a...
Huh? Yes, July
Zach
2nd.
Zach Beecroft is one of my good friends. He's been running Swinging News Productions for years now. He's been a member of Controlled Demise for years. If it wasn't for him, my last band, One Shot, One Kill, wouldn't have gotten started. So after that band had kind of died out... we were on hiatus for about 2 years. Wasn't sure what I was going to do, but not playing music was driving me crazy. So I kept nagging him every chance I got, every show I went to. It was like, hey, you know anybody looking? Because I'm looking to beat some skin right now. Let's do this, bro.
He likes beating skin.
And then one night, we were at the Gothic. Yeah.
Then he beats some skin. And boom.
Five skin beaters right here, babe.
Yeah, no, I think we were all at the Gothic, I believe. Yeah. And
yep. I'm surprised you even remember.
Yeah, I was pretty schwasted that night, actually.
Got schwasted. That was first impressions. I'm like, oh, this is the guy, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, hey, you need a drummer? Where's my pants? Help me with that first.
It's like, hey, man, we got another guy like you. You'll like you, Johnny.
I like to drink every once in a while. Yeah. But no, he stepped in, man. He did good. And he did well.
We had to
keep him. And yeah, a year later almost, and here he is.
Yeah, he did learn that set pretty quickly here. We had like 2 weeks before we had another gig up in Greeley, and we were going to like cancel it first. And they were like, you can't, please. And then we were like, all right, screw it. We'll just try and find somebody. Lo and behold, he was there. And
out of the woodworks, man.
He jumped on and brought his drum set and learned six songs real fast. And we actually played the gig, and boom, that was it. He was in.
This is history.
Yeah, so it's nice when we didn't really have to lose any momentum or anything. So
Joey, you're on the tour with Fistfight coming up in a couple of months then, yes?
That is correct.
I don't think we actually really talked about that much during the show. So where are you guys playing in this tour, and when?
I believe it's in it's still early enough, but it's the Mesa Theater in El Paso, Texas, and the Tiki Lounge in Albuquerque.
Yeah, we're on
16th, 17th, and then some other stuff in between there. So, but those are the main points. So if you're down in Texas, come say hi to us.
Texas.
Or in Buque.
Or in Buque, New Mexico, and bring us some green chile. I'm okay with that, too.
I am
You'll
very
be Just pay
okay.
attention to our Fistfight page on Facebook or our Instagram,
or fistfightmetal.com.
Yeah, go to our, I mean,
we'll be updated
wherever you'll see. You'll see.
You can write us a personal letter. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Yeah, we've had those.
Joey will send you a picture too.
I did tweet out the video there for, well, what was it? Break something?
Oh yeah, yes. Break something.
Yes, I did tweet out that video, so you can find it's at fistfightmetal. But our Twitter is at metalixdenver.
And what's cool about that video, man, is we got some big hitters in there. JD from Black Label Society flew out for that video. He's
did
in
a
there.
Cameo.
Yeah, Aru Luster, you know, from El Nino, he's in there. We got, you know,
we got fighters.
Yeah,
got chicks.
Got to give a shout out to our boy Joe Sanchez. What's up,
yeah,
Joe?
He's the one that hooked us up with JD. He's yes. a good buddy of his.
Yeah, good friend of ours. So
Joe.
But yeah, JD was very humble, man. Come out, flew out here from New Jersey. Is that where you came from? Yeah, and
took time out of his big world tour.
They just got off tour, and he flew out here to be in our video. It was pretty cool. So yeah, but we had Metal and Moves in there. We got some other people that are bouncing around in there.
Lots of friends and Fistfight familia.
Lots of friends, familia. So yeah, check it out, man. Break Something by Fistfight. You know?
Well, there's more than one reason to come out to Denver as well. It's a great city. We do have these Colorado Rockies here. Maybe he came out for a game. When did you shoot the video, actually? Was it during baseball season?
Man. It was actually kind of was, because it was like late summer.
it was late summer. But late Joe summer. Hit him up and said that, you know, we're trying to do a video, and he said he would love to come out and do a video with us. So,
and then there was something else out here, too. I can't really quite put my finger on it. What is out here?
Cannabis stuff? You know,
I think there's some cannabis involved.
Isn't there like a plant?
Really?
Vegetation.
People do that?
Believe it or not, out
here. I think you smoke it.
People come here for the vegetation.
Yeah, there's a...
You know what?
Yeah, stop coming here for the vegetation. Go to your own state. Make it legal there.
I'm just like, I'm kind of unsure about the whole marijuana thing. I mean, like, look, I know it's legal and stuff, but I'm just going to stick with meth and anything that's under the sink.
It'll be a coca.
Medicinal heroin to come.
Yes. Where's the medicinal
crack? It is.
Crack?
It's called.
Morphine. It's
just kidding. I don't smoke crack.
It's called Percocets, bro.
Or,
no, but you're right, though. You're right. Meth is the way to go. I mean, marijuana, I mean, you know, all the health benefits. I don't care.
Yeah,
give me a big rock and, you know, and a tooth. I don't care. I'll take them both. Why not? Both. Why the hell not?
That's Fist Fight, July 9th at the Gothic Theater.
Meth dealers.
Come get your meth on.
We got your hookup.
Well, you guys, we're probably going to wind it up here pretty soon.
Aww, awesome.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, thanks for coming in.
Being close to your face.
I know, man. Me and Joey are just getting up.
They're sharing microphones over there, and they're about kissing.
Not even plugged in.
This whole interview has been a band team-building exercise.
Right.
You know what? It's not actually even being aired. I'm just trying to get you guys to discover. Like, we
come over to play some ass.
Wait a minute. Is this like Metallica video?
I think it's time to hold hands now, guys.
Some kind of monster?
Are we praying now?
We're crossing?
Some kind of monster?
We're kind of used to that. I got in this van one time, and there wasn't no candy in that thing, dude. I was pissed.
Where's the goddamn candy?
Well, you did get popcorn out of the special popcorn bucket.
Ooh.
The Pee Wee Herman version.
Extra butter.
Dick in a box.
I forgot that Pee Wee did that.
Oh, Pee Wee.
Oh, man. He got busted in a special theater doing some.
Oh, yeah, just like
very unspecial things. But
he was a hammer swinging motherfucker.
He was. But
was that
was
Kitty Entertainment? What was going on over there?
What was the movie that brought him back, though? The Marky Mark movie, right?
I thought it was Blow.
Blow was the one that brought him back. That's right.
That was a good one. I like that movie.
Yeah. Also, the show Narcos, which is a lot like the movie Blow, but it's a Netflix show. That show is excellent.
That's hardcore.
Of course, we're not here talking about TV. We're here talking about the band Fistfight. And again, that's July 9th at the Gothic. You guys, thank you for being in studio tonight.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you.
We are going to leave everyone with a new song. Well, a newer song. The loyal Fistfight fans have already heard it, but the Metalix fans who haven't heard Fistfight yet, you get the first taste of this. It is Tears of the Victorious on Metalix. I'm Toby Howell. Back next Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern.